Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you an exclusive interview with India's first astronaut, Rakesh Sharma. Interviewer is Joy, Akashvani correspondent.
It was on April 3, 1984 that India created history by sending an Indian cosmonaut Rakesh Sharma for the first time to space. 41 years back, it was a moment of thrill and pride to every Indian to hear him talk from space. Here we are today, sending another Indian cosmonaut, Subhanshu Shukla, on a historic mission on June 10. India has been making history by sending several successful missions, including Chandrayaan, Mangalyaan and Aditya L1, setting the standards high in the list of light nations. The Indian Space Research Organization has achieved more than 150 missions and still many more are in the pipeline. In a short period of time, we will be creating yet another milestone as Subhanshu Shukla will be piloting Axiom Mission 4 to know more about the experience of going to space, India's first cosmonaut, Rakesh Sharma. Welcome to our program, sir. It is indeed a marvelous opportunity to hear it straight from you about your journey to space. We want to refresh our moments of Sare Jahan Se Hatcha from you straight away, sir.
Well, thank you very much for the invitation and I'm happy to be here and I'm looking forward to Sudhanshu's flight as well, just like anybody else in India.
I would like to refresh my memory because I was studying during that time. We felt so proud about those moments when we heard your speech from space. Because you were working
in the Indian Air Force
and then you had to switch over to the job of becoming a cosmonaut.
Well, let me put the record straight. I was in the Indian Air Force and I became a test pilot as a part of my specialization. Because I was a test pilot, when the selections happened, then they chose from amongst test pilots. And I was, at that time, I was young and I was fit and I had the qualification. So I was lucky enough to have been chosen. And then we were, after selection, we moved to Star City in Moscow, just outside Moscow for our training. The training went on for 18 months, which culminated into this space flight, is the Indo-Soviet space flight of 1984. It was an 8-day mission. And during those 8 days, we carried out experiments which were designed by Indian scientists. We used recording equipment and recorded the results on apparatus which was made by Indians. And we brought the results back. So in a nutshell, that was the training, 1.5 years training for an 8-day space flight.
It was an opportunity for you to learn the other language also, no sir?
Yeah, because the entire training was in Russian. Not only the training, all the communication with the crew members, with the mission control while we were in orbit, it was all in Russian. So therefore, we had to learn the language before we started our training. And that was not easy because of the fact that there wasn't very much of time. So we took only about 2 months or so to learn the language. And immediately after that, the technical training started.
So after the returning from your space adventure, how are you looking at India's journey in the space sector? You're also being helping in training Indian cosmonauts for their space journey.
Yeah, well, 40 years had passed, as you know. When I returned, I went back to the Air Force and I went back to my test flying career. And after a few years, I moved over to the Hindustan Aerobics Limited as their chief test pilot because by then the Tejas, the LCA, was the destiny to fly. And I was the chief project pilot for the light combat aircraft, which is the Tejas. And when I left the cockpit, I joined the IT industry, carried on till I was 70. And that's when I retired as the chairman of the board. And so that really has been my journey. And it has been very rewarding and very fulfilling, starting from the Air Force, I'm going up into space, returning back, carrying on with my test flying career. And here I am now, speaking with you, waiting for the second Indian astronaut to go. Coming up in Saturn, I'll go on the 10th of June.
How did India look when you saw it from space?
Beautiful. And because in our country, as you know, we have everything. We got a long coastline. We got the Ghat section. We got plains. We have deserts. We got tropical forests. We got mountains, hills and mountains, Himalayas. It's a beautiful sight. Different colors, different textures.
Were you able to count the days inside the Earth? It is 8 days. But how was it in space? Like, it would have been different, like living in Earth and living in space. How was the day and night, sir, there?
You see, the day and night, it was very unusual because what happens is that it takes just 90 minutes to go around the Earth. And half the Earth is sunlit, while the other half there is night. So you're transiting from daylight to darkness and then back to daylight every 45 minutes. So you get to see a sunrise and a sunset 45 minutes apart, time and time again, because about 17 orbits, you can do 17, 16 to 17 in a 24-hour cycle. And that's why you get to see those many sunrises and sunsets.
The way you travel to space and now the way the modern generation is traveling to space, it's quite different, sir. Because now with the space vehicle, it's so big. For you, it would have been different. How different was it?
Well, I don't know because I will have to compare. But by actually going up in today's vehicles, but from the photographs, I can make out that the interiors are much more comfortable. They are probably slightly bigger and these are the changes. But otherwise, as far as the astronauts experience, I don't expect much to have changed because the human body hasn't changed very much. And that is why I feel that the medical impact is not going to be very much. As far as the mental impact is, that will always be there because humans will be able to get a different perspective and they're going to see the larger picture and it does kind of alter the worldview and you kind of get drooped in because you then find your actual position in the universe. This is such a vast place, so uninviting that you then feel that we must look after planet Earth because that's makes us so comfortable here. So we start worrying about the environment, we start worrying about conflicts which are happening. So it changes, your mindset undergoes a bit of a change and you become, well, psychologically you will get impacted.
India has also been into deep space missions and like Chandrayaan, Mangalyaan and Aditya and many startups are also encouraged to join space missions. What is your take on this, sir? Like, do you want many young people to dedicate themselves to work this experimenting with space missions and all?
You see, the human is always thirsty for knowledge, is adventurous, whether male or female. So therefore, whatever will happen, yes, initially, I suppose tourism will happen, but exploration will also keep going on side by side. We will be going out farther and farther from planet Earth. We will initially try to get resources from space. But I think what more importantly, space kind of gives us an opportunity to look at ourselves in the mirror. And I say ourselves, I mean the entire humanity and the fact that we are here not realizing that we are so safe in this environment. Anywhere outside is a very hostile environment. So therefore, we really need to preserve what we had, which means we need to end conflict. We need to forget about our weapons. We need to forget about contemplation. We need to start cooperating instead because this planet belongs to a government. It's necessary. So preserve if any one nation powerful or weaker. We are all here together. So once Professor Yashnal had mentioned that our common origin must get for us a common destiny. And that's what we must do.
Yeah. What is your message to the children and the youth of to be in connection with Shubhanshu Shukla's achievements?
Well, I would tell the kids whether we like it or not. Space exploration will keep marching ahead. would need to ask your sins whether you want to be a part of that real technology which is coming. It opens up new enemy or verticals for which new skill sets will be required. So do you want to be future ready? If you want to be future ready, if you want to try something which is more exciting, but you must be passionate about what you're doing. And I say that because it's not an easy life. It is an unusual life. It's a difficult life. It's a life that will need a lot of adjustments. So are you ready for all that? We progress. But we have to fix the way we live together as a community.
Yeah, as you said, it is very difficult journey, and it requires more than commitment from one person. It also requires cooperation of the family and cooperation from everybody give you an emotional support. How was it for you, sir, when you undertook the first gen?
Well, yeah, sir, family support is very important, obviously, in the sense that we come from a traditional society, and I'm talking about us Indians, where generally the parents decide what the child should do. I think things are changing, and things should change, because if you can identify your child's interests, then I think in a snitch, a child follow that interest, because only if you are interested in something will you become passionate about it. And if you're passionate, then you will succeed in what you had chosen. So instead of force fitting the child's intelligence and application into a particular vertical of work, and finding years later that he's not feeling fulfilled, therefore he would not be realizing his potential, then my advice to the parents would be to let the children find their own way. Of course, you should continue to be there to guide them gently, make them focus, to realize, to encourage them. And that's what we believe in.
What is your vision, sir? What is your dream for our country in space technology? How India should fare? Can you just tell us about that?
Yeah, I think India, I think, is very fortunate because of our rich cultural heritage and our background. We have really shown earlier, years ago, we've shown the world what soft power can do without wanting to dispossess people of their wealth. We had added to other people's culture. We had absorbed other people's culture without forgetting who we are. So in that case, in that sense, we are timeless. And I do believe, and that is my dream, that today's world is full of chaos and is very fragmented, but it's very confrontationalist. But I think that today, the way India is moving, the way ISRO has moved, it has not been in competition with anybody. In fact, whatever ISRO has done, they have shared their data openly with everybody. And it is our heritage which tells us, Vasudeva Kutumbakam, which says that the world is one family. We have seen many, many examples of that, whether it was during COVID, and whatever we shared with the rest of the world, we truly are attempting to show the world that we do believe we are walking atop. And if we say the world is one family, our actions support this particular ancient statement, which is our ideology. So, and I'm hoping that India will be the modern leader in the years to come in this world, and if we succeed in our mission, which I am quite confident we will.
Thank you so much, sir, for spending your time with us.
Welcome.
You were listening to an exclusive interview with India's first astronaut, Rakesh Sharma. The interviewer was Joy, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.